go on without discussing it.
Henry was raising it, not, this wasn't Henry, somebody else raised it, he was asking, he was against it, but was asking if he was wrong in ruling it out, whether there should be a bipartisan leadership meeting to bring them on the state of the world, but then I said, Jesus Christ, no, because as soon as you assemble a bipartisan leadership, the only thing they're going to be interested in is Laos. How the hell can you gather them and talk about what you're going to be doing in Turkey in 20 years or something? So, he's going to find it free to the press, and they're going to hammer him off.
Sure.
And he's just got to be prepared for it. It's too bad, that's all. He doesn't actually have a blind spot on that, because as an intellectual, he understands the broad implications of this, and it is an important document. But nobody gives one to understand about it right now, Bob. For his morale, there will be some columns, Thomas Roberts to write, and he'll feel good about it. And a few others.
Another piece of,
still got magazine companies and stuff out of it, it's just this good fodder for them. Well, they gotta write something, but you see, and I think that'll be, and that's why Henry needs, he just needs some. So, I got the kind of town, I'll be running also, here's as much of a report for him. Really is not, he's just ecstatic about it, he's just in there now, so he's outstanding, much better than last year, 100% better than last year. Yeah, last year was present twice too long for the voting, that's like, I said that, twice too long. Same part of reasons, twice too long.
That's interesting,
oh, my goodness. Bob, for Christ's sake, $600 is a book.
I know.
That's all right. That's his day. That's done. Get on with that. We're going to be important. Well, getting back to that subject of how you handle it, I think that maybe we have to. What I'm really getting at is that I don't think you can temporize with this up and down bits. You know, I really think it's not right. I've come to the conclusion that we, you know, we've gone through it before, and what happens is that we tamper on it. It works out. I don't mind doing it with somebody like Rose. She's been with us 20 years, and she's a woman, for Christ's sakes. You know, we do that with her, too.
Yeah.
But we learn with her, you know, instead of the hard sell, why work better?
You got it. And when you play it tough with her, you come up
and shoot again and shoot up.
Bro Alex was all country, right, rush out over him, and he, you know, as he does, he's just playing, just being very nice, taking everything past, coming all over, finally. And one day he just whacked her back, and he said, that was months ago, and he said it solved the problem for her. From then on, she couldn't be nicer to him. And he said, and he gets all kinds of cooperation, works well with her and all that, man. It needs some of that. You just can't lie down and be walked over, what else you can't lie down and be walked over. For the wife, that's right. Not by calmness. Yeah, just taking it doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, it's a balance thing. There are those who believe it's a mistake ever to buy a man's friend. Rogers is in that category. He doesn't ever believe it. I'm just taking it. Be gentle and kind. You know, don't develop any hurt. You know, develop any. That sort of gets back to the scary business. You've got to sometimes speak up and say something or you appear to be out. Basically, that was the Eisenhower approach when he said, never said anything. And everybody loved him. But at the end, very few of them even had been president.
Sure.
Correct. And in Truman's case, very few of them had loved him.
Of course, Eisenhower was easy property.
Oh, yes. He had a
good thing.
You can't do that. But the mistake is he was unique in two respects. He was unique because he came in with a mystique, the great conqueror. And do he had a hell of a personality. Walking around. good use of some time. We're gonna do something that, but it really is, it's one of the roads you gotta play, one of the bases you have to cover.
Yeah.
Henry talked his hate with him at this, Henry worked with Sapphire. I don't want Henry on this one, I wanna see it myself. You probably have Henry when you send him in, you know. I don't care who the helper's in it, but I just want Colter. Oh, we're going too far on that, don't you? I don't have to call John Irwin every time I see a Gavin person or call somebody. I call all these guys and call. I don't tell John every time. I could call Hart and thank him for something, I think. It's not substance, I'm gonna decide that this is just breathing. I think the problem is that Henry's got this possessive idea that I cannot move, you know, or write anything and so forth without clearing it with him. That cannot be, that's not the system, that's not the way I'm gonna run. I've got several letters here that I turned down, it's that for not picking up the farm, picking it myself, send them off. Because he's just doing, we aren't doing it. But it is, I don't know. John's got a different ability to control his area than he does. You don't have problems.
Yeah.
Same with the next guy, and John's a better man than the past side of the issue. It's good in something else. John, take please.
Well,
both Henry or?
I don't care if it's called Henry, it's a, like, the bull is free in the hole or not.
He would like to have both come over and give him a briefing if he could come over now. Just want to check and see if he's available. Okay.
Okay.
What? Yeah, he wants him alone. He wants you to stay on the speech. Because he's waiting for that. See, he wants to do the briefing now while he's waiting for the speech, which Sapphire is holding up, apparently doing your revises. Before it comes back in.
I want to see speeches clear.
Okay. What's now, our kid, then you got it?
Isn't he working on a speech?
No.
Well, that one, then you got us in trouble. I'm waiting for that answer.
He is
not wasting my time.
He has cleared everything. Yeah. He's gone over to Sapphire and back working on it. And so he's not working on it. So he'll send Boat over. He's saying, does he not want me to sit in? I said, no, don't let speak. When you give the speech, then he's waiting for that while he's waiting to see vote. He said to me, he doesn't want me to sit in. Freedom. I said, no, I just want to vote for him. And he didn't want it.
What is the term? He feels he has to sit there every time I see anybody.
No.
Yeah, except for some of the bastards, he doesn't know, but I mean, I have to see some of these things separately to get these,
I think you gotta whichever way you want to do it,
reason it out, maybe for this. I can do a better one on one, I can't do anything there. Because he'll get it, try to be there, I'll get there for a while, and you're both, not having doesn't he have work on the speech or what is he going to do?
He says he's covered his thing with Sapphire. He's just got those finishing it up on the basis of that input. And that's going to send it over.
The other thing I'm going to knock off additional business. We're going to knock off that crazy business of I've looked at these. Go to the address briefing and as soon as he's free, I'll let you out of
the. When did he agree?
Should be within. I didn't want to put him out of the briefing to the address because that would have been on the symbol.
Well, Sapphire is going to be ready to run 30 minutes. But just wait on it now.
So the Sapphire comes back is under my own draft. I'll start working on that. It's just my wasting time. But as soon as you finish the Sapphire, I don't need you. So you're all through with the speech.
But
I haven't seen him. I've given him my ideas, and he's not denying it. And I'll take a look at it when he gets through it.
But before it comes in, I want to see it as final draft before I start to work on it.
So you give me his final ideas, and I won't see both now. And I'll wait until I finish the speech. And I'll talk to you by the second.
Probably you got
not do it when it's in the board. Of course I will. I won't let Larry pull any tricks like that. I'm not gonna get involved in it. Now, I don't believe you have to. But the same, that property dealer is mine. The same is true here, Jerry's now. He doesn't have to be in every goddamn time. Sometimes the cabinet guys have to be in so that he can talk directly.
Sure.
He's got to do it, Bob. He's got to feel he can talk directly. He's got to feel free. Sometimes I see Mitchell alone, you know. I don't see you with Mitchell every time. Mitchell's gonna feel that.
Damn it.
Everybody's inhibited. Yeah, and Henry's just got to learn that that is the way the system's gonna operate, or that's there, he can't operate in it.
Is there one that would be in the ground would be the center, that then, to the degree that you have direct communication with Captain Austin or anybody else outside, without staff participation, you've got to take on yourself the handling of whatever problem or issue arises with that thing, rather than having staff handle it. And obviously, we're not talking about staff to do this,
but I think you're not talking about Kevin. I'm not talking about operations at all. I'm talking about discussion. Get their ideas. That's all.
Yeah, but if you get into it,
now,
but I've got to have Rogers to give his ideas,
my committees.
But Rogers should give you his ideas with John, with Henry there. And that's what's wrong on that side. Just as he should be perfectly willing to shoot, as I was saying to him, any substantive thing into Henry when he wants it done, or when he wants the decisions, the correspondence, or whatever. Because the problem we got is the cabinet guy should not view the staff guy as an adversary, and that's where John, and that is what I want to talk to Rogers about.
Then what is your assessment of the meetings? What are you thinking? Now, Henry is not one that should listen to them, because Henry is a party interest in another way. So they're not going to be decided. The meeting's policy is being, but if, when we get to any kind of decision, then we get Henry in, you know. But I've got to see whether you know, bills are all things so that is all that difficult, or I think that Mrs. Meyer, even they blow off, or I don't think she is, or I think this or that or the other thing, and so forth and so on. I say, well, I'm glad. But that's the kind of conversation I need to have. It's the kind of conversation I have with more of it, I guess. How do you find it? So, to make a decision, didn't tell them to bomb here, do that or the other thing, not one damn thing. But I've got to have that directly in a way that we can have. And it's like this business of, as I said, it was sending in the meetings, these reading things for state, and then just writing a whole goddamn thing out on another thing. You know what I mean? We don't need that to make work. And I think people don't think that they've got to be summarized by that way. Just send it in and say, I see. The way Ehrlichman does it is much better. Ehrlichman says, yeah.
Did you read this text?
Yes, you read this here first.
Or don't read it.
Or he does something which Henry does not. He really summarizes. Says this, that, and that. You do not have to read this. I would suggest you read it. All right, here's it. That Henry doesn't. What Henry does, you just got to realize this, and it's not right. It's not right. It is also isn't very kind of people sometimes. He sends everything in here like that. These papers have come in. I said, this was from the NSC staff, whatever it is, their ideas. He doesn't send them in. Say that you're on the option thing, say that. But you know what I mean? It isn't true. I mean, I have thought many times that some of the stuff that's written in the State Department does do some good work.
Sure.
But you said 80% of the time. Well, you ought to just say, the State Department has sent over a good paper. I suggest you read it.
Or the text state paper recommends you do so, I can encourage you. There's no need for you to read it. Instead of recapping the state paper.
Well, I don't know how the hell it's so true. Ross is there, Patrick, he's the old man, just came in to me right directly from Austin. I don't know how I ever got here.
That came through me, and through the other thing, and that's the thing.
But he didn't, usually on those, Henry attaches a sheet. If he's there, just leave it on that. Says we have, it's also a direct under the
address. I didn't know that, that may not have gone through Henry.
Well, he's going to be astonished. It can't happen if he won't through the stuff.
has been in the middle for a long time. That came from us to begin with.
I see.
Because if they're, they were looking at Robin Hall, it's a good post for it.
I don't want it to be bypassed. I just don't want us to make work. I don't want it to be these kind of cultures in there, boys, but he's got to give it where it's due.
Yeah.
You know, if they present something to them, it's got to come in here that way. I think one way we're going to do it too, I think I'm going to have to be more. I think this will be probably a good idea. I'm just going to have it in here and just let them rub off each other. I think Conley will have it. Conley will speak up for Mitchell Hall. And he'll see, he'll be horrified by some of these folks. You know, that maybe crappy stuff. I'm going to have to do it tomorrow. The small group, Conley, Mitchell, Blair, Rogers, myself. I think that's just about the whole thing. You can say that's, I think that's a pretty good thing. We were waiting for this draft. Sapphire said he was checking with you. Fred said, get Goldie and I'll talk to him. That's why we did it. I don't believe in having him. And then the other thing is, the first two, Bob, as you know, Billy is right that Henry is, that does have this Jewish thing. We're trying to broker every goddamn time and call on him and all that stuff. That's not, I don't like it. Very sick. But it does irritate Rogers. You never hear Billy and all that. You get on the phone and you say, oh, hello, Mr. President, or something like that. When I call him, we know what Henry is. He's got somebody in the room. Yeah, it's like that. I know exactly what he ought to do. He's got to be right in here and where the important plays are made. That's the ones he should concentrate on. That's the most important you should get to have on. The vote does come in, but I have to just be checking to comment. Time objection to that. Yeah. I'll just what is that if you say that Henry's just got to be there every time I meet with a cabinet officer? How do I see Roger go off? Do you want to talk to him? You don't see him. Except so I don't know. I think you got to see him more. You should today. How about Blair? And the same Blair got it. If any cabinet officer, I think they're high. I'm glad you have him. You got to see him some. Not very much. I agree.
I know.
And I think they've got it.
They basically do all around just some kind of stuff on and Blair shares some of them. As long as, if they would use the time alone, like Mitchell isn't going to need you alone to try and slip in your body.
Never. He says, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, or I'll talk to
him. All
the time. In total disagreement. He never, and even if he decides to raise it, he wants to raise it directly with you, and does, he'll come back out and say, talk to the president. But, you don't want to get in a position where you're the judge, between the staff and the captain.
True.
You want, that's what the staff's there for.
True.
And that's the danger you run into.
You won't ever be that problem if you're hurting anybody, or if you're insulting anybody. I would never have that problem. I'm just because there's my son. The problem with him, we've got to fix it, is that he goddamn does mistreat the cabinet officers. Now, Ehrlichman does not. That's the difference. And I think you've got to recognize that.
And yet, a lot of this is harder on than Henry is.
I'm
But Ehrlichman's direct, open, clear, down the ocean, it was washed, and it's on us.
But Henry, history is in that way, that, you know, some of these meetings, and this is,
I'm
plate. And also, how do you put them on the spot? Do you must keep your hand on the spot position that he's taking. And so he makes a view here. Airman is being careful not to get out too far on land or accident control. He gets booed a little more. Some of the Democrats go all out by him immediately. And on the other hand, says, don't tie the president's hands. And Muskie says, do it for the end, says it too. But where could that be done? If we set up a little group to have that kind of trouble.
Yep.
Who else should be in on that? I mean, Henry should be in on that. He should sit at the, you know, the... I don't think he should make that decision. I think another one, the most judgment would be very good on that, would be Rogers. Rogers would be... I would not have him sit in a mass meeting, but you might ask him for... Let's get his views as to what... How he thinks we ought to handle it. Blair's views as to how to handle it. In other words, how do we posture ourselves as we continue our withdrawals against the Democrats? Rogers would tend to be rather soft on them, saying, oh, well, we're doing it anyway, which is the man's view of mine. I'm not sure. Well, I just wonder, for example, I just wonder if it's wise for us to take the line. But it's all perfectly all right if the Democratic caucus basically, the real fundamental point is this, whether or not we accept what the Democratic caucus says coming out at the end of 73, saying, well, we don't object to that, or we don't consider that bad when I say accept it, or whether we miss on it. Having in mind the fact that there are about 10 to 13 Democrats who oppose that point of view, see, the hardline Democrats. So we would be in effect joining with the softliners, and they're playing a line here. See, we may be playing. I had that discussed with the best person we've ever heard here.
Though you can't. I'll sit here and come over there with Doe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm closing for action. Sapphire might be all right. Now, Rogers' views will be important.
Those, I think I ought to go to Rogers and Laird separately and independently.
Yes. You could say as well, but they're telling me you got lots of questions and what line do you think you'd have? Would you do that?
From a political viewpoint.
To say it's a pure political question, we all know what we're going to do. How should we handle this? And
not substantively, not yet.
Not how do you suggest that it be handled?
Various maybe ought to be in this.
Yeah, I agree. Very good. Good input there. That's good, that's enough. And Henry, of course. But why don't you get it from Rogers and Laird, how they think it, tell them I would be interested in how they think it ought to be handled, how Ron should posture himself. See, if we come to the press thing next week, that will be a question that will be inevitable. And in fact, he's sort of developed our thinking now, so that we can, if it's kind of to go off the top of his head, 48 hours before.
Yeah.
In the meantime, it seems to me that if they could develop a line, maybe some of the guys want to start pissing on it right away. See my point? I mean, I know this bill made some sort of comment, but I wonder if we don't need a procedure, Bob, where the guys do sit down and say, geez, so what's the battle plan today? Do we have it?
Yeah.
We have it already. That's a staff meeting.
Well, they hit.
That's on the domestic side. I know we have. What about on this?
Well, the city, kind of, they don't do it on a regular basis. They do it, you know, as things hit, and you've got to start serving that. The problem is it takes too long.
Yeah, that's my point. You see, it was in the news summary this morning, and I know Stuhl had a quick reaction. And I think you get on the phone and get on, since I'll be busy with Rogers. player, say, how do you think it ought to be handled? This particular thing there, what sort of thing? I just, the only thing we've done today is for Ziggler just saying that I'm not going to comment on partisan, partisan. Turn this to our advantage if we handle it well, and it's going on the basis of looking at some pretty huge job, right? And I think that's what you should tell Rogers, or is that I think it's a cheap shot when they say the end of 73. But I don't want us to say we're going to be out at the end of 73 either. We are. Everybody knows that. I said everybody except for the prisoners.
Because they're talking about everything, including air.
We are. Like we're willing to get everything out. If they give us a prison, if she gives us a prison.
And they, as this has been pointed out, they say prisoners too, but they don't say how.
Total withdrawal.
Or they go on that blind faith thing that we withdraw our troops and let all our prisoners go.
Which is, one tangential thing. They should be hit hard on the prisoner thing. This does not, that there cannot be, their American forces must be maintained until we get our prisoners. So somebody ought to hit them on that. This resolution sells the prisoners down. You might get a line into. We may find somebody like Jackson taking it on, okay, well, they must have had a hell of a caucus. How much success do you think they're going to have on our Kansas defensive? Let's see, there's around.
Well, they're having, some in the sense that they're getting some people to come to the meetings, but they haven't stirred anything up. Of course, they're just playing the groundwork. They've already had a split up. They were trying to put this plan together to go to Washington on May 1st, and they're going to do that or not. Well, I don't know. One faction is still going to do it, and another faction has said they won't. The SDS or somebody said they were one of the leaders, said they wouldn't. They pulled out and didn't think it was productive or something.
Bob Dole spoke to me yesterday, said that he thought I had received a wire from Charles Heston from President Schenectady's Guild. He should check to see if it is more than what he's true. What it is about is the way that these very low budget, dirty pictures from abroad come in and make money. Call me. Curious shell only cost $30,000 and made $15 million. When Hollywood actors are unemployed, I'd like to have somebody with some sharp go-go guy get into this thing about these 30 pictures and see if we can stop it and maybe we get some support from the motion picture community. Also, of course, quality motion. So horrible now, the domestic pictures are actually. You can't look at them.
Well, Seth, it's hard to find a movie you go to.
Unbelievable. Even Seth saw it the other night, it was set for Judy, says she was embarrassed.
Well, I've taken the kids to a movie.
That's what she needs. Bob O also mentioned that April 18th, Eisenhower Center in California. I just want you to know that I told you I'm talking about
Eisenhower Hospital?
Yeah. I don't want to make a big thing about it.